a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
I'm going to call this meeting of the Joint Committee on Appropriations to order. Secretary, would you call the roll?
Wismer?
Here.
Dennard?
Here.
Sutton?
Here.
White? Dryden?
Here.
Boland?
Here.
Romkema?
Here.
Dielstra?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
Norstrup?
Here.
Heineman? Haverly?
Here.
Junkie?
Here.
Putnam?
Here.
Carson?
Here.
Tiedemann?
Here.
Wink?
Here.
Brown?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, we have a bunch of pages this morning. If you guys would come up to a microphone and introduce yourself, what high school you go to, and what you want to do after college, I would appreciate that. Let's start over here.
Hi, I'm Adam Eichton. I'm from Baltic. Baltic.
What do you want to do after school?
Oh, sorry. I'm going to Minnesota State University to study music education.
Cool. My name is Michaela, and I'm from Blackhawk, but I go to school in Sturgis, and I haven't made any college plans as of this time.
Okay, let's go over here.
I'm Brittany Cleveland. I'm from Sisseton. I'm going to the University of Montana to study history and pre-law.
I'm Nick Reagan. I'm in Rapid City, and I don't know where I'm going to go for college yet. Probably SDSU.
I'm Drew Dennert from Columbia. I don't know for sure where I'm going to go to college, but I plan on farming after I get out.
Do you know what I
right there.
Is there any relationship to anyone sitting around the table, Drew?
I know he embarrasses us every once in a while.
Grandfather, all right. Well, I don't get the opportunity to do this very. Hang on one second. I don't get the opportunity to do this very often. I had to listen to these Go Jacks, Go Totes, all these comments flying back and forth. But I will say that I've always known we have a really sharp LRC staff, and beyond that, sometimes they have excellent taste. So I'd like to compliment Aaron on his tie this morning. I had a couple of hands up. Senator Norstrup.
Thank you, Mr. Dennard. Being that the Dennards are from my neighborhood, I've gotten to know Drew a little bit over the years, and politically he's probably a little bit closer to my side of the table than he is to his grandfather's side.
Mr. Chair, and that's a fact.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for one of the pages.
Go ahead.
The young lady that was going to Montana, did anything get tied up with the skiing?
No.
You will.
How about speed skating?
I did. I did want to take a few minutes and kind of cover at least a tentative plan for next week as we go into our final week and we kind of really shift our focus to the budget. This morning we're going to go ahead and take the report from our revenue subcommittee, and hopefully we'll be able to adopt some version of that. Once that's decided, the next step, as a reminder for everyone in the committee, by Monday at noon, if you have amendments to the general bill, would you please have those into LRC? Obviously, if you could get those in today, I'm sure they'd appreciate the time to work on those over the weekend as well. But amendments need to be into LRC by noon on Monday. As soon as they can comb through those, we'll get a master packet out that lists all of the amendments that are out there. Hopefully that would occur yet Monday afternoon if we're able to get that done. Tentatively right now, I'm planning on scheduling amendment day for this committee on Wednesday morning at 9:00. Now, I'll say that with a caveat. As I'm sure many of you realize, there are a number of big bills that are still floating around out there, and I I don't have a crystal ball, and so I'm not entirely sure that we'll have all of those decisions made by Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. Clearly, if some of those things are still out there, we'll either have to delay that to later on Wednesday or even possibly Thursday, but the intent would be to try to do that on Wednesday. If we're able to accomplish that, that would mean that we would have intervening day there with Thursday, and then my assumption would be that we would, as both the Senate and then the House afterwards, take up the general bill in our respective chambers. In addition to that, the other thing I would remind you, I know I've said it a number of times, but if you have an amendment, that amendment has to have a sponsor with it, either an agency or an individual legislator, if it's going to be considered by the committee. Are there any questions about that schedule for next week? Tentative schedule. For those folks in the audience this morning, I remind you, please check your cell phones or off or on vibrate. This morning, what we will do is I'm going to turn the meeting over here shortly to the chairman of the Revenue Subcommittee to talk about their process and some of the numbers that they have keyed in on, and then we'll have a chance to act on that as a full committee once they're done explaining the logic behind what they did. And so with that, I thank Senator Tiedemann for offering to chair that subcommittee yesterday. I know that they stayed after normal hours to get that work done, so we appreciate the effort. And Senator Tiedemann, if you could, before you start, would you just introduce the folks that were on that subcommittee so everyone who's around here knows who that was?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I, too, want to thank the committee members that stayed past the normal working hour, although I never know what is the normal closing hour around here. But Lance Carson, Representative Carson, served as the vice chair, Representative Dryden, Representative White, Representative Wismer, Senator Heineman, Senator Peters, and Senator Sutton were the committee makeup. At that, I would like to move at this point to adopt the subcommittee's recommendation for the FY12 of $1,248,607,944. And then if I may, Mr. Chair, I'd like to give some general comments that really will tie to both the FY12 and the FY13 basis, and then hopefully open it up to any of the other subcommittee members to participate. So if I could.
Is there a second on that motion? Thank you, Senator Haverly. Senator Tiedemann.
Okay. Well, first off, the committee felt very good about how close the numbers were when they were presented by both the Bureau of Finance and Management and our Legislative Research Council. They used different methods to get to the numbers, and yet when you looked at it for FY12, it's only 0.1% difference. And when you're talking about billion-dollar budget, that is really close. So it made the committee's decision very easy. I would say as we looked at it, we took the cautious, optimistic approach. It was conservative in the number, but I think we were in a situation where South Dakota is doing very well economy. It's growing, and we don't want to see anything push us backwards. But we're part of a larger family called the whole United States, and right now our country is not growing as rapidly in the economy as South Dakota. So I think we took a very cautious approach as we chose the numbers. As we look at what's happening in South Dakota, we've gone from 31st on per capita income down to 22nd. Now, that's a positive and a negative. It says that our income is, compared to other states, is doing very well. But that has a negative spinoff on some of our Medicaid obligations, like this year. We have to kick in another $19 million just to meet that match. And so looking forward, I think that's one thing that we wanted to take into account. The economy is growing in South Dakota, but not as fast as it had in the years when it was really growing. And we wanted to take that into consideration. We have been very dependent upon our ag economy. We've had two fantastic years out there. Prices have been high. Yields have been great. Until yesterday, we really hadn't seen much snow. So we're gone from a flood situation to almost a drought situation coming into spring. So our optimism that having another great year in agriculture may not be there. And the producers probably are not leveraged right now, at least based on the conference we had a couple weeks ago, where the governor's economic advisory committee shared with us that they're not leveraged right now. But they're not going to be buying equipment if they don't harvest good crops and have good prices. And so we live on the sales and use tax. So the committee really took all of that into consideration and looked at the numbers. And since they were so close, we took the lower numbers of both of them and were cautiously optimistic. With that, I would open up to my other committee members who helped in this process. Thank you.
Are there other comments from the subcommittee? Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I just wanted to thank the committee for their hard work yesterday. I think it was the most efficiently run meeting that we've ever had in all of my 8 years. I know, Senator Haverly. But I think the numbers were pretty telling as far as having all the numbers come in so extremely close. It was pretty easy to come up with some numbers that were, at least for fiscal year 12, pretty easy. We're already have most of the way through that year, so it's pretty, you can kind of see the writing on the wall for the end of this year. Just wanted to thank the committee and the chairman for running an efficient meeting and coming up with an idea that really sped it up. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
There are other comments from the subcommittee members. Senator Sutton.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just echo the comments of Senator Peters. The committee, we did adopt a conservative estimate, and I think that's our job is to try to figure out the best number in a conservative manner. So I'd also like to thank the committee members and as well as BFM and LRC for being so, what seems to be very accurate. I know we're looking at moving targets all the time, but it sure makes our job easier when the numbers are so close.
Any other comments from the subcommittee? Representative Dryden.
Thank you. I don't have a lot to add other than, we did try to take the conservative approach and still leaves us some flexibility, I think.
Okay. Any other comments from the subcommittee? Are there any questions from the members of the joint committee for the members of the subcommittee? Questions or comments? Okay. Seeing none, we have a motion before us from Senator Tiedemann to adopt. Make sure I get this right to follow along with me. For fiscal year 12 to revise our number and adopt a number for revenues that's equivalent to $1,248,607,944. With that, all those in favor of that motion will say aye. Those opposed will vote no. The secretary will call the roll.
Wismer?
Aye.
Dinner?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Dryden?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Romkema?
Aye.
Dielstra?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Heineman? Haverly?
Thank you.
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Carson?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Wink?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye. Okay, that number is adopted for fiscal year 12's estimated revenues. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would move to adopt the subcommittee's report for FY 2013 and the recommendation number of $1,275,143,449.
It's been moved by Senator Tiedemann to adopt $1,275,143,449, seconded by Senator Putnam. Are there any comments on that motion?
If I may, Mr. Chair, thank you. We adopted basically the numbers put forth by LRC. Again, we felt more comfortable with the present year and ending that the revenue coming in. We were a little more concerned going out into that next 18 months. And the only number that we really changed was in the charges for goods and services. We increased LRCs by $1 million because we split the difference between BFM and LRC's number there. We felt more comfortable with the interest, income and interest that the Legislative Research Council presented. We felt that was a little more accurate, and so that's why we went with those numbers.
Okay. Are there any other comments from the subcommittee concerning the FY13 numbers? Are there any questions from the members of the Joint Committee? Questions or comments? Okay, well, I guess I would make a comment. I kind of had to laugh because as the subcommittee was meeting, I had gone back to check the news, and one of the things that we've tried to emphasize, or I think that's been emphasized to us at least by some of our economists, is that, you know, while we have a positive trend and things are starting to look better, there's a lot of uncertainty out there. So as the subcommittee was meeting, I was looking at the stock charts, and oil peaked out at $109 yesterday. You know, and you see some of the news that's coming from around the world, and I certainly think that indicates at least a red flag, and probably should be a note of caution to us as we move forward not to be too aggressive with these revenue numbers. I think the number that the committee has recommended is a fair number, and it stays on the conservative side as we move into fiscal year 13, so I'd certainly commend them on their work. With that, we have a motion on the table from Senator Tiedemann to adopt the number of $1,275,143,449. All those in favor of that motion will say aye. Those opposed will vote no. Secretary will call a roll.
Wismer? I'm sorry. Dennert?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Dryden?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Romkma?
Aye.
Dielstra?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Heineman? Haverly?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Carson?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Wink?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Seven.
Okay, with the unanimous vote, the committee adopts the estimated revenue projections for fiscal year 13. At this point, I'm going to have the pages go ahead and distribute the green sheets to anyone in the audience who would like that. I just wanted to make sure that we actually had adopted numbers before we passed out bogus information to anyone that was here. So if you're in the audience and would like a copy, just raise your hand and the pages will get you one of those. Once again, I would certainly thank the revenue subcommittee for doing a fine job and for taking the time yesterday to work through those numbers and come back to us with a recommendation. With that, that concludes the bulk of the business that we had this morning. Are there any questions or any other business from the members of the committee? Monday's schedule will be for individual bill hearings. I know that the Senate does have some bills to take up, so we'll be meeting at 9 o'clock. Representative Wink, do you...
Same here, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
We've got two, possibly three.
One last time, get those amendments in as soon as you can. Deadline is Monday at noon, and make sure you have a sponsor attached to that. With that, I'd look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?